This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you enjoying your first day back from vacation or your first week back?
I am enjoying it. It's always good to go on vacation, but it's always good to come back.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. And you're ready to just launch me on into the rest of August.
Yeah, it shouldn't take too long because August is kind of worse than even July as far as what's going on or what we can spend our dollars on. But, this past weekend, Planet of the Apes... Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
anything that has two of those in it.
Did you see that?
No, did fairly well. And actually, the reviews were pretty good for it. I mean, surprisingly.
I'm someone who actually went to the movie theater to see most of the first movies in that franchise, Battle of the Planet. So I'm kind of excited, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? Yeah, right. And it's got Andy... Circus or whatever, who did Gollum and Lord of the Rings. So, I mean, he's really an expert at that stuff. It did pretty well. And the other one that did fairly well over the weekend was that Change Up, which is an R-rated kind of switching personalities thing with
one guy's
Jason
married,
Bateman.
Right.
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds. And it did fairly well. But and then the other big thing that happened over the weekend was Lollapalooza is in Chicago. And so a ton of acts, participate in that. But moving forward today, the new album from Jay-Z and Kanye West comes out, Watch the Throne, which I guess could only be considered a disappointment. I mean, because of all the hype, it could only be a disappointment.
Expectations
are really high, and the listening parties that have happened with music editors and stuff have said that it delivers. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see when you put two powerhouses like that together to see what happens. And then coming out on Friday the 10th is The Help with Viola Davis and Emma Stone and Cicely Tyson and Allison Janney. And it's got a huge cast. And it was a really beloved book that sold really well. So it'll be interesting to see how it's turned, onto the screen. I'm beginning to think, though, releasing it in August, it's kind of no man's land. So I don't know if the studio doesn't think it's excellent or what. But
or maybe they know there's an audience out there that doesn't want to see...
That's true.
The R-rated comedy, the superhero, or the Cowboys and the Aliens.
Well, like I said last week, if you're looking for something different now, go see Crazy Stupid Love, because it's really good. But, I love Viola Davis, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. On the 19th, Spy Kids 4 comes out.
Is Antonio Banderas in this one as well?
Yeah, and... I can't say anything about that, except if you have children, I guess you can take them to go see Spy Kids 4. And then on the 26th, Our Idiot Brother with Elizabeth Banks and Paul Rudd comes out. And it's been receiving a lot of kind of publicity. Paul Rudd kind of plays a stoner, loser type brother with a big heart. And, all his sisters have to take him in.
Well, Paul Rudd and Elizabeth Banks, I find both very likable on screen.
I do. And, I like Paul. I've liked Paul Rudd for a long time, even back when he was on Friends. And Elizabeth Banks is on 30 Rock occasionally. And so, I mean, that could be good.
You don't have my thoughts.
On the 26th, also, the Dave Matthews Band, Caravans in New York City, and I think that's supposed to be televised. They've got some big concerts in New York City with The Roots, and then on the 28th, the MTV Video Music Awards for the channel that doesn't play any video music.
Exactly.
But, recently turned 30 and didn't even acknowledge it. They put a 30th anniversary special on VH1 Classic, but they didn't even acknowledge it on their own network.
Because 30 is so old for their target demo?
I don't know. But, the one thing that MTV can always deliver on is the Video Music Awards every year. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what else they have going on, from Jersey Shore to, what other crap they're running on TV. They do deliver on that, and you think back to iconic moments and, you
Madonna.
Know, past award shows. You've got Madonna coming out of the cake, Madonna and Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look back at all these past award moments, and there's some huge ones that came, Kanye upstaging Taylor Swift. So you've got some huge moments that come out of that show.
And what's interesting, the Video Award Show is about the only time on MTV now when they will acknowledge music's past.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a big deal if someone like Madonna or Tom Petty or someone like that shows up.
Yeah.
They still...
And they do. And so this year, leading the field are Katy Perry, kind of on the tail end of that Teenage Dream album that came out last year, but also Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is going to be a start of 6 months where we see Adele winning everything from, you know, the
right.
Grammys to the American Music Awards to. So this will be the start for her. And then at the end of the month, on the 30th, both Glenn Campbell comes out with Ghost on the Canvas and the Red Hot Chili Peppers come out with I'm With You.
Now, is this Glenn Campbell release? Is it kind of like what Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond
yeah,
and people like that have done where they're kind of reforming,
mm-hmm.
you know, their...
Yeah, I think that that's the direction that's going in. And then the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I can't remember their last album. It may have been Stadium Arcadia, which came out in 06. I don't know if they had anything past that.
I know this will be their 10th overall.
Okay. So, and you know, Stadium Arcadia got, you know, really good reviews. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if this can back that up.
Well, and it's been very interesting to see the Chili Peppers age.
Yeah.
And still stay creative and still stay relevant. Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. So that wraps up the month. And as far as other, you know, kind of other kind of stories of interest that have come out in this past week that, you know, the Motion Picture Academy has come out and they've said who's going to receive their honorary Oscars next year. And it's James Earl Jones and Oprah Winfrey, which is interesting. I mean, I look at that and I know that there's humanitarian work involved there, but I don't necessarily see either of them as huge film presences. I mean, he's, I think, been nominated for one Oscar and she's been nominated for one Oscar and she's done maybe three movies and he's more known for narration, but they're humanitarians.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, and of course you think Darth Vader
for
James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
And the voice.
So that's kind of interesting. And then they also announced that Brett Ratner is going to produce the Oscars next year. And he's, you know, a man that's behind a lot of big action movies. So I don't know if this is a last-ditch effort after the James Franco and Anne Hathaway thing or what they're trying to do. But it definitely seems like they're trying to set a mood early to prepare for this upcoming film season. And looking at August, I mean, it's pretty bleak. We can only hope that September, October, and then officially November and December get better. So there's what you can look forward to in August and a little bit ahead.
And cooler temperatures are eventually going to get here.
Tell that to my garden.
Okay.
And my lawn.
That's right. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.